8 Ways to Create Space for Your Children. When you are ready to start calming your own anxiety and create more space for your children, here are some practical ways to do that. These are not techniques to get your children to behave, but rather practices for you to begin with the end in mind while letting go of the final results. Number 1. Respect their space and privacy. Starting as soon as you can, calm your anxiety about letting them close the door, and make it a practice to always ask or knock before entering their room, or if they're in the bathroom, and wait to hear their response. If they say no, then tell them you'll come back later. Number 2, calm your anxiety about their messy room. If it is their room, then let them keep it the way they want to. Tell them that twice a year, for biological reasons, the entire house is going to be thoroughly cleaned, and that includes their room. In between those times, let their room be theirs. Whenever you feel anxious about their mess, go clean your own room. Of course, you can let them know what you think of their cleaning practices, and you can decline their invitation into their lair for your genuine fear of tripping over all the junk, but leave it at that. Number 3, respect their choices. Give your child an allowance appropriate for her age and then let her spend it any way she chooses. Even if you can only afford to give a single cent, it is the principle that counts. Go ahead and teach her about different options, investing, spending, and giving, but don't expect her to take care of her money any better than you do yours. When we give our children money, we give up the right to determine how that money is used. It isn't really theirs if we're still going to tell them how to spend it. If you want your money spent in a certain way, then go ahead and spend it that way. It's yours to begin with. But once you give it away, you give it away. If we want kids to learn, value, and become decisive about money, then we have to allow it to become truly theirs. Number 4, calm your anxiety by giving up your need to know how they feel. Most of the time, our kids simply do not know how they feel. The same is true for most adults. Your anxious need for them to know just makes it more difficult. Paradoxically, the less you need to know, the more they end up telling you. This doesn't mean neglect any concern about their feelings. This is about being calm and connected at the same time. So inquire about their feelings, show interest in helping them learn to express themselves, but let go of your need to make sure they feel the right way, which is nothing more than the way you think they should feel, and is usually about your anxiety related to your own feelings. Number 5, similarly, give up your need to know why. Asking any child, from toddler to teenager, to account for his motivation at the time of his mistake is a fruitless exercise. He simply does not know most of the time. And your need to know is much more about you than it is about him. But you want to know he can demonstrate some form of reasoning, right?